fine. Check, check, check. Yeah, see, it's fine. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a few questions. Some of them will be related to tournaments, and some of them will be related to practice rounds.
Okay.
Okay, or just practice in general. So, tell me, what would you consider a bad golf shot?
That's very tough, because I have a lot of bad shots that I consider bad,
mm-hmm.
but then coach is like,
no. No, 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 tell me what you consider. I want to know what you consider a bad golf shot. So don't think about what coach thinks right now.
I'm trying to think of how I explain it.
You can use examples if you want.
Because what I say are my bad shots are shots that I miss hit,
mm-hmm.
and so I feel like they're not going to go where they're supposed to go or whatever, or where I want them to go, where I envisioned the shot going.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if it ends up okay, I get over it. But if it ends up not okay, that's a bad shot. So, I guess just to clarify, if I don't hit it, that sounds like really stupid.
No, no, it doesn't. Like, I understand that it's hard to, like, define it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, so if it's a miss hit but the result is still okay,
mm-hmm.
then it's not necessarily a bad shot.
No.
But if you have a little bit of a miss hit and mm-hmm. the result is off the green, in the bunker,
right,
you know, in the rough,
mm-hmm.
then you would consider it a bad shot
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
You would be like, oh, that was a bad shot. Am I right? Mm.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Okay. So now you can tell me what coach would consider a bad golf shot.
Depending on if it's tee shot or approach shot, I feel like a bad shot is if it's not in the fairway or not on the green.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think coach
So it's basically just missing your target.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
Like, yeah. I mean, granted, you know, if I'm, like, in the rough but I have an open shot, like, that's okay. It's a good miss,
mm-hmm.
but it's not where I'm supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have been trouble, but it's not.
Yeah. So. What if you hit the ball well,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it just ended up with a bad result? I mean, that's not necessarily...
It's nothing I could control, yeah. so it's just a bad break.
So.
Like, I can't get... I would get upset, but I can't, like, would get over it pretty easily, just because.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a bad shot would be anything that you kind of had some sort of control
mm-hmm.
over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So now we know what.
Yeah. Like, if I pull the crap out of it, then it's like, okay. The coach is like, that's a bad shot.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's see. Describe how you, coach, usually react after you hit a bad golf shot during a tournament round. How does she usually react?
With me, I feel like since I'm still pretty new,
mm-hmm.
kind of, she still tries to encourage me to focus on the next shot and not what I just did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can remember when we were at regionals, and I was on the 17th hole, and there were two hazards. I already had went into the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So my approach shot to the green was like 40, even 30 yards to the green. And I hit it over into the hazard in the back. And I was just like, well, what just happened? She's like, let's go. Come on, let's go. I was like, But I just went in the water
yeah.
for the second time. But, I don't think she shows her anger a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard, like, how she cusses sometimes, like, under her breath.
Mm-hmm.
But she hasn't done it with me yet.
So you haven't heard her cuss under her breath around you,
mm-mm.
but around other people?
I've heard other people say that she has.
Okay.
While either watching other players or
okay.
after their shot.
But you haven't experienced
mm-mm.
it yourself?
No.
Okay. So, so you say that when you do hit a bad golf shot, then usually she encourages you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, how does that kind of like make you, how does that make you feel? How does that reaction make you feel? Like, her reaction to
it helps, because
encouragement.
It helps a lot. Just because she's not showing her frustration, I don't I don't know, it makes me feel a little bit more hopeful for my next shot.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel bad, but like I said, it gives me hope.
Okay.
For the next shot, like I could do better. It's not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That shot happened.
Mentally, it's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then, how does that actually affect the way you play? Do you actually play better afterwards, do you think, or?
Yeah, because she'll usually talk to me after I finish the entire hole. She's like, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, that's it. Move on.
Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath. And so usually I do come back after that.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't walked with me a lot recently. She normally doesn't. Usually Ham really does.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she comforts me after.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so but how about Hammerly? So since Hammerly walks with you, like, how does she react? Because she's your coach, too.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't show much emotion. She's just like, she's the same, like, okay, next shot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this one in the hole.
Okay.
So, and like, it helps for her not to say a lot of things.
Because
then I'm not overthinking. And when I overthink, I hit bad shots.
Okay. So it's kind of like they help you to not dwell on what just happened, but just to move on from
it. Yeah, and that's how I like my routines, too. It's just simple.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So describe how your perception of coach's reaction influences your performance from that point onwards. Okay, so you kind of just, like, touched on that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that she does that maybe, like, after you hit a bad shot that you're like, oh man, I wish he hadn't just done that, or man, I wish he could have done this. Do you ever walk away from seeing her reaction? And her reaction can be anything from what she says to what she does. So tell me, is there a difference between those two? Like after you hit a bad golf shot, maybe she'll like turn around and walk away for a little bit and then come and talk to you and be positive, or is it kind of like a right away, like immediate reaction kind of thing?
Like she doesn't. She doesn't ever turn away. She might, like, watch the ball, just to like I guess analyze what the next shot could be or should be, but she doesn't ever turn away or like walk away and then talk to me.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a. But so she'll be right there with you, and then she'll give you okay. Is there ever times that she's, like, at a distance, maybe? Or is she kind of always, like, right there with you?
No, I mean, sometimes she's on the cart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the cart path, like, about to go watch another girl, but she stops to watch me, maybe gives me feedback.
Mm-hmm.
She'll drive up right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a snack?
Yeah.
That's what she does. When I need help, usually it's a snack, so.
Okay. All right, good. So, tell me, like, in your opinion, and so, actually, before I ask you that, tell me about your coaches. So, what kind of coaches have you had in the past?
Male coaches. All male coaches.
Okay, so compare the two for me. Compare female coaches and male coaches for me.
Well, since I'm a female and coach is a female, there's certain things that she can tell me that guys can't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I first came here, I didn't wear a sports bra. A more regular bra, and my boobs are not below average, so she had to tell me to, like, cover up my boobs with my arms and wear a sports bra, so.
Yeah.
With male coaches, I'm pretty sure they didn't even want to go there.
Yeah, didn't even want to address that.
Because I even went to the Jim McLean in Arlington, the Academy Center. Nothing. I mean, I was a little bit younger, but he never focused on that either, so.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Okay. So, tell me what, like, what do they talk to you about? Like, would guys kind of, like, would they respond the same way male coaches? Would they talk to you about the same things on the golf course?
One of my coaches didn't have any golf experience, so he would just let me do my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
He would ask me for, like, practice drills and to help the girls out. Other coaches, I mean, they also let me do my own thing.
Yeah. So, if do you have a preference between one or the other?
I love coach. Mm-hmm. I love having a female coach. And I love that she's always there for me and always willing to give advice or watch mm-hmm. me whenever I need her help. My other coaches didn't ever do that. Like, I could never ask them to take a video for me
mm-hmm.
and help me analyze it. Like, you know, if I'm doing this, if my shot's going this way, do you think it's because of this? Do I need to change this?
Mm-hmm.
Part of that was because in high school, we had, like, three schools all together.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just, like, one out of, like, 50.
Well, okay. Basically. Yeah.
So...
So you do prefer coach?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you would, it's just because coach is the way she is, or do you think just in general you would prefer a female coach? Let's say a male coach and a female coach had like the same knowledge of golf, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Would you have a
preference? I think I do like female coaches more just because I could communicate with them more.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are other coaches who, before coming here, could have given me the same level of expertise, but the way that they their relationship with the players was professional. They just kept it, you know, I'm the coach or the player. And I felt like I needed something more, mm-hmm. and that's what coach was going to give me, because she would always like tell me what she did with you guys, and I love that y'all had team dinners. I'd always call, she'd be like, oh, we're having a teen dinner. I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
that's cute. But, no, I mean, who she is helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That her personality and her lifestyle helps a lot with why I'm here and why I chose her.
Good. So, tell me, what's like the worst reaction coach has ever had after you hit a bad golf shot?
Tournament or practice?
Tournament.
One, my freshman year, our home tournament, I was doing really bad, but she told me to get my head out of my ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, that's not going to help me. But it, you know, it's like, just a reality check, like, I need to do better.
Mm-hmm.
I can be doing better.
So did...
But I think that's basically... I don't remember.
Do you know if it helped at all?
I don't know.
But you don't prefer it?
No, not really.
Mm-hmm. You like the more positive, reinforcing
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. Okay. So that... Playing off of that, tell me, like, in your opinion, what is the best way that coaches can... What would you consider to be a good and appropriate way for coaches to react after athletes hit bad shots during tournament rounds? And it can be, like, in general,
mm-hmm.
or you specific, like, if you think it might be different.
I don't know. For me, I still like the positive reinforcement just because
mm-hmm.
I like that hopefulness to look forward to the next shot. My dad always talks about the sandwich method, like the good, the bad, then the good again.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do that when I'm trying to teach, like my sister, like
mm-hmm.
Criticizing her with her swing. I can't be like, okay, that was a good shot, but you need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
That's still a good shot. I'm just like, no, you need to do this.
Yeah.
But no, the positive reinforcement.
Okay.
I feel like would really help.
And so, like, what does that positive reinforcement look like? Is it, like, more telling you stay positive, you know, you're a great player? Or is it more a, okay, you know, like, let's make this shot, let's chip it close, let's, you know, get it out
being
of
being optimistic, maybe is the word.
Okay.
Beneficial thoughts.
Beneficial thinking. Okay.
But, yeah.
All right. So, let's transition over into practice. So describe the worst reaction coach has ever had during practice when you made a mistake where you hit a bad shot.
Do practice round count?
Mm-hmm.
There is one practice round where I tried to hit a low shot with my hybrid,
mm-hmm.
and it hit a tree. And she just, like, looked at me like I was the stupidest person ever, because she was like, that's a hybrid. She's like, you should use an iron, because you can shape the shot better. And I was like, I mean, she didn't say it like that. She was more aggressive, but yeah. I was just like, okay.
So that didn't...
She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. So it kind of, like, made you feel stupid kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't really help. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't like that.
So, like, how did that make you feel when she said
stupid.
That?
Stupid.
It just made you feel stupid?
Yeah.
You know?
Very small. Okay. Smaller than I am.
how did your day go from that point onwards?
I mean, afterwards, she, like, assured me that she's not mad at me.
Yeah.
She just overreacted. I'm like, yeah, I know. So, I mean, afterwards, I took a mental note of that and just, like, don't ever do that again.
Yeah.
And then that was it. I mean, it's a practice round, so it doesn't matter as much.
Yeah. But that's not something that happens regularly.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So how would you like for coach during practice?
Mm.
How would you prefer for her to react after you make mistakes or after you hit bad shots? What is the best way in practice rounds or during practice for her to react?
Just to be like, let's try this. Let's do it again and see if this way works better. Mm-hmm. I like those, that just because I am a visual learner, so like I can see
mm-hmm.
the pros and cons to each shot, and that'll help me more in the long run
mm-hmm.
whenever I need to like use which shot.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like practice, maybe a little bit more technique,
mm-hmm.
you know, talk about that. Or do you want her to talk technique during tournaments as well?
No, not during tournaments. Practice.
Definitely practice.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what else? What do you like? What goes through your mind when you're not playing well?
It's weird because I feel like I'm like on fast forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything's just going by really quickly. I don't feel like I can, like, I'm taking deep breaths, but I don't feel like I'm relaxed
mm-hmm.
when I'm playing bad. And I always try to just, like, it's okay, there's the next hole, there's this next shot. But then I'm just like, no, you're stupid. You just missed, like, a 2-foot putt. Mm-hmm. Why would you do that? So
when you're feeling like that, does that kind of have an effect on how you perceive how coach is responding to things? Like, let's say, for example, you're not playing well. And mm-hmm. coach shows up in her golf cart, but she doesn't come and talk to you. She sees you hit a bad shot, and then she just leaves.
I'm just like, okay, goodbye.
So,
yeah, like it's almost like, okay, we're not going to count my score because she's not going to help me. There's no reason to try to help me.
Has she done that before? Like, has that actually been something that has happened to you during a practice round, this scenario that I gave? Or has that actually not really happened?
Maybe. I can't. I know this past tournament, she sent Hammerly over to help me because I was doing bad.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, but if you don't start doing good, she's like, I'm going to pull her from you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. And I did. So then she, like, I think it was the middle of the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, like, told everybody to go away. So, didn't tell me anything about it.
Yeah. So then neither her or Hammerly was with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so from that point onwards, how did it go from then?
I did a little bit better, but then I went back to doing bad.
So how long was Hammerly with you while you were struggling?
A hole and a half.
Oh, I guess not very long.
No.
Okay. What?
No.
Right. So what else do you think about, like, in terms of how you see coach react? Like, what else comes to mind? Things you like, things you don't like, things that you take personally. just like her behavior in general on the golf course? Was it good? You know, you like the way it goes, or you'd like things to be a little bit differently? You wish she did.
I don't think anything should be different.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Would you say she's pretty calm?
Yeah, around me, yeah. She keeps it cool.
So do you feel like you're at a comfort level with her, to where you can tell her, Coach, I don't actually want you to be here with me right now, or like, can you be honest?
I feel like I could if I felt that way. Yeah. I haven't.
But you don't really, like, if you're doing well, you want her to be there.
Yeah,
to see
I don't.
You.
If yeah,
you're
not like it doesn't well. Matter if I'm doing well and she wants to help me. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that because I'm doing well. It's extra help.
Yeah.
So.
So it's if you're doing well and she's not around to see you perform well.
It's fine. I mean,
it's fine,
like,
to you.
Yeah.
But if you're not doing well and she's not there.
It's harder just because it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
And with me, I'm very hard on myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I put more pressure on myself. And I can't get out of, you know, like a funk that
mm-hmm.
I'm in. But I'm trying to find a way
mm-hmm.
to get over it, so.
Okay. All right, do you have anything else you would like to add on to this? Maybe it'd be like, Judy, consider this, or anything else that comes to mind?
Not really. Didn't really know what to expect. So.
No, that's fine.
I was like, I wonder what's going to happen.
That's always like, but when I was a player, I struggled with reactions a lot. Like, my first year, I never wanted my coach to walk with me.
Because
I just put so much pressure on myself when I knew she was there watching me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my goodness, I have to hit a good shot right now. You know? And so it came to the point where I asked my coach not to walk with me, like, at all. I was like, I don't want to see you. You can leave snacks on the next hole for me. I don't want to see you. Kind of thing. But I started, like, growing out of that a little bit, and things changed, but I always wondered, like, how people perceive those reactions, you know? Because for me, like, there was so much running through my head. I was like, man, if I don't perform well, because it's like the minute my coach sees me hit a bad shot, I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, like, I'm not good enough. She's going to take my scholarship away, you know? Like, all these kind of thoughts run through my head, and it just, like, makes me play so badly, you know, and so I was wondering if other people were kind of, like, going through the same things.
I always think that.
You always think what?
Like, I don't know, my first semester, I never felt like I was college level,
mm-hmm.
like a college level player. I still felt high school, even the second semester. So, I was like, well, only having 5 girls,
mm-hmm.
it was just like, I'm just here to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of hard, especially the first semester. Like, I did not do well the first semester at all.
Mm-hmm.
Second semester, I did better. And I connected more with the team the second semester. But, I was like, if I don't do well, I lose my scholarship. I'm always, you know, a fifth player.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like a college athlete. I'm not as good as Maddie, Whitley, Kaylin, Glory.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you don't really think about that anymore now that you've actually...
I am more confident in my game than I was last year.
Okay.
Way more confident.
So you don't find yourself thinking about that kind of stuff?
Not as often.
As much.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, good. I've got nothing more for you. Kill this. 24 minutes, not too bad.
Nee, 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 nee.